Love is nature's second sun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. And this time it is the instant illumination. Love is nature's second sun. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that the sun is a warm, beautiful place, and that love is warm and beautiful, and the sun is a binding activity of the universe, of making everything cohesive and making everything work? Without the sun, where would this planet Earth be? You know, it should be a cold ball of nothing. And love is the same way. Love is that warm, tender, caring, sensitive stuff that makes everything be worthwhile, make everything seem like it's worth going after. And that's pretty terrific. But love is the nature's second sun. So, have you turned on your love recently to show your nature's second sun? If you haven't turned it on recently, you're missing a great opportunity. How do we turn on that second nature's second sun? How do we turn it on? We say, well, it's easy to love people. It's easy to love. No, no, there's only one kind of love.
Unconditional.
That's correct. Edith Mary Sanderson said unconditional love, and she gets the $64,000 question. Love is only of consequence when it's unconditional. Any type of love that we hear about, read about, and think about that is possessive, that wants to control another person, that wants to get another person to do something, the little boy or girl goes up to his mommy, "Mommy, I love you. Mommy, you're so sweet. Mommy, you're so wonderful. Mommy, you're so good. Can I have a nickel?" You know, I mean, they learn that manipulation quite early. And it's such a foolish thing because it's so improperly used. If they would go up to their mommy and say, "Mommy, is there something I can do for you in the house here? Is there something that I can do? I want to earn some money, Mommy. What can I do to earn some money?" And Mommy says, "Well, what do you want money for?" "Well, I want to go get an ice cream." "Well, why don't you ask me if I'll give you money for an ice cream, and I'll give it to you because I love you. I just care about you, whatever. I want you to have things that are good for you. But, Mommy, you don't give me enough. I can only buy a small ice cream cone with the money you buy. I want to buy a big one." "Well, how much is it going to cost for your ice cream?" "It's going to cost $3. $3? What are you doing, getting a three-scoop cone?" "Yep. The big boy's got a three-scoop cone, and I want a three-scoop cone, too." And Mommy says, "Let's go down to the ice cream store, and let's buy one scoop at a time, and see if you really want three scoops." And now that's love. That's love. So they go down to the store. "And now what's the first kind you want? They have 100 kinds of ice cream here." "I want them all." "Well, let's start out with something that's nice." And the mommy is just totally unconditionally loving. She knows that she's been through that too. She's been through the time when she would have loved to have a three scoop ice cream cone. I remember when we were back in Wauwatosa and they had the ice cream store, and after school, if we had a nickel, we would go down there and get a three scoop cone, three scoops for a nickel, and it was so good. And they were big, sort of roundish scoops. They weren't ball scoops, they were just roundish, and they would go up and up and up and up and up, and some of the un-nice children would come along and bump somebody who's got a big three scooper, and it'd fall on the ground, and then there'd be some unhappiness. But Mama came along, and he had one scoop. And after one scoop, he says, "Oh, that's so good. Well, what's your second scoop going to be?" "Well, it's going to be, you know, chocolate or mint or something." And so he got that, and he ate that. And he says, "Now I want my third scoop." "Are you really sure? Are you really sure? You can have it if you want. But just remember, you don't have to stuff yourself. I'll bring you here tomorrow for the third scoop if you want." Now that's unconditional love. And he says, "I am kind of full, but I'm coming tomorrow. You come with me, Mom?" "Yep." And so the next day they come down and they have their third scoop. And he learned a beautiful lesson. He learned a lesson that when you love unconditionally, every door opens up for you. And the mother learned a lesson, too. She learned a lesson to listen and play the game with the kids sometimes and be surprised at how much joy you can get out of loving in that way. Just unconditional loving, unconditional sharing. You see, unconditional love knows no possession. It knows no ownership. It knows no manipulation. It's just a matter of giving because it's just fun to give. It's just a joy to give. It's just really super to give. And this is why the sun, in giving its rays and giving its heat and its light and all that sort of stuff, it gives these things, and it gives them without any expectation of anything in return. And you know what's going to happen? The sun is going to keep on doing that for millions and billions of years to come. And that's pretty nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So we can be sure, if we want to live 100 million years, that the sun will still be there shining away for us as we are living in eternity. Unconditional love is a wonderful thing. The sun's love is a wonderful thing. And they're both the same. Giving without expecting anything in return. Giving without needing anything from us. Just giving, giving, giving. And this is what we would like to learn how to do. Just be giving, giving, giving. Love is nature's second son. And you know, we have a little puppy dog here. He was named King at one time. And when he came into the family as King, just a little tiny puppy, he took over everything, and he was very, very tough. Possessive. He's still possessive, but very tough. But then we decided, we don't want a tough puppy here. We want a love puppy. So we changed his name to Little Love. And virtually the moment we changed it, our attitude was different about him. We saw him as a loving puppy. We saw him as a gentle puppy. We saw him as something very, very special. And he was. But I suppose you noticed that I said, we saw him that way. And we saw him unconditionally loving. And that's a beautiful way to be. Love is nature's second sun. So shine on, all my lovely beings. Shine on. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.